Stevenson's going to be the guy. Like, he's back in good graces, or he's got getting a clean slate this year.
No.
Talk about him a little bit. Yeah.
Donald's super talented guy. He's come in. He's working his butt off. He's been great in the classroom. You know, so he's got a great opportunity.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
We've seen on social media Eric Kush sort of hanging out with Mitch Morse and working with him a lot, even off the field. Can you just describe that relationship and how that's going?
Well, I couldn't describe that relationship specifically. I do feel every year there's a little different vibe in that offensive line room. You know, we got some new personalities, some new guys, so a different sort of chemistry evolves. One thing I'm witnessing is that this is a close group. Older guys taking guys under their wings, happy to help out. There's a lot more give and take than you might expect in some other rooms. And so, you know, I'm happy to hear that they're hanging out, because the better bonds we can create in there, the better chemistry we'll have as a unit.
How specifically do you think it's different, though? I know they're hanging out, but in your experience, does that help a lot more as you go into it?
Yeah, I think it does help. You know, if you've got worst case scenario, a bunch of guys, you know, as soon as work's over, boom, I can't wait to get out of here, going in different directions. You're not building that chemistry and trust in each other that you might if they're hanging out together, socializing together, going to each other's barbecues, golfing together once in a while. All of a sudden, a bond and a trust forms. And really, that's one of the things we're talking about and teaching this offseason is, hey, let's trust each other. Let's trust the scheme. Let's trust the techniques. And so the more of that we can build, the better we'll be.
Something Andy Reid always says is the five best guys are going to start. I mean, I know we're super, super early, but how do you evaluate that? How do you exactly get down, okay, these are my top five guys. How do you get there?
Well, really, that sort of thing kind of shakes itself out the deeper you get into training camp. Once we get up to St. Joe's, that's really where the proving grounds are, and those battles really start to take shape. Things kind of uncover themselves, you know, who's playing well. Some guys will rise, some guys will fall. So what we've done is assembled as best a group as we can. Doris and Coach and his and the scouting staff has given us a room with a lot of depth and competition. That competition really will begin when we put the pads on. Right now, we're learning the offense, we're learning the techniques, we're cross-training. That other stuff will happen.
So this is just a first step, and then you get to really the competition.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, you appreciate it.